Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Jewachom. Our text for reflection is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 to 9. 1 Timothy 1, 5 to 9. The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Some have departed from these and have turned to meaningless talk. They want to be teachers of the law, but they do not know what they are talking about or what they so confidently affirm. We know that the law is good if one uses it properly. We also know that the law is made not for the righteous, but for lawbreakers and rebels, the ungodly and sinful, the unholy and irreligious, for those who kill their fathers or mothers, for murderers. My theme for reflection is love as the fulfillment of the law. Love as the fulfillment of the law. In 1 Timothy 1, 5 to 9, Paul invites us to rethink the purpose of the law. Many of us might initially see the law as a guide for righteous living, a set of rules for the morally upright. But Paul flips this understanding on its head. The law is meant to reveal our need, our insufficiency. It shows us that we cannot maintain God's standard on our own, that we need help, inner transformation, and above all, a desire to love that comes from God. Paul makes clear that the goal of his instruction is not about rigid rule-keeping or judgment. It is about love. A love that comes from a pure heart, a good conscience, and sincere faith. It is not an emotional love that changes with our feelings. It is steady, rooted in character, and formed through a genuine relationship with Jesus. Love is not just an abstract idea, it is the core of Christianity, the very nature of Christ lived out in us. However, Paul warns that even those who were once on the right track can lose focus. He speaks of those who have swerved from love, drawn instead to vain discussions and the allure of the law, using it not to understand grace, but to judge others, creating a sense of self-righteousness. The law in its raw form has no room for grace, mercy, or love. It either condemns us or feeds our pride, and that is why it is so dangerous when misunderstood or misapplied. Love, however, does the opposite. Love offers forgiveness, understanding, and the grace to see ourselves and others through God's eyes. The law reveals our flaws, but love leads us to the one who can heal and transform those flaws. As Augustine of Hippo once said, love and do what you will, not because love allows us to sin freely, but because true love aligns our will with God's will, producing a life of righteousness that comes from the heart, not from the law's constraints. My dear friends, in our world today, we still face the temptation to replace love with legalism. We use rules to determine who is in and who is out, often forgetting that the goal of our faith is to be transformed by love and to share that love with others. It is easier to focus on what people do wrong than to love them where they are. We might look at others and judge based on our standards, forgetting that God's heart is full of mercy and grace. The law has its place. It exposes sin, but it cannot save us. Love, as revealed through Jesus Christ, brings salvation and transformation. Love is not just the goal of our faith, it is also the journey. a path that constantly redirects us towards Jesus, the true standard of grace and mercy. When we put love first, everything else falls into place. We learn to live out the law not because we have to, but because our hearts are aligned with God's heart, desiring to love as He loves. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways have you been tempted to focus more on the law than on love in your relationships with others? Number two, how can you cultivate a pure heart, a good conscience, and sincere faith that leads you to a deeper, more authentic love for God and others? Heavenly Father, thank you for showing us the true purpose of the law and for pointing us toward the greater calling of love. Help us to avoid the trap of legalism and instead pursue a love that reflects your heart, one that is pure, gracious, and steadfast. Give us the courage to extend grace as we have received it, and let our lives be marked by a love that transforms both us and those around us. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.